Welcome to the Analysis Mason podcast. In this episode, Dana Cooperson, Research Director for Analysis Mason's network-focused software research, talks about virtualization and the impact on the vendor landscape.
Communication networks have been traditionally built more around hardware than around software. But with the change in customer requirements, both consumer customers as well as business customers, communication service providers or CSPs really have to reconsider the whole way they build network. And those networks are going to be much more based around software. Analysis Mason's been looking at software and networks for a decade or more. And we're in a very, very good position to help our customers make that transition from networks that are a little bit software-based to networks that are very, very software-based. Now, once you change the network, you're going to need a whole different way of managing it. And that's going to be a really big deal for our vendor customers. And we have a lot of experience with helping our customers figure out what these changes mean. So we've got decades of experience with software and networks. And this, with the change in networks to virtualization, that means networks are going to be even more software controlled. And that is a huge change. When that change happens, and that's going to be based around NFV, SDN, and cloud computing, that's going to change the whole framework for vendor competition. So the whole landscape is set to change. We've got some vendors who are embedded today in networks. They know the network very, very well, but maybe they don't know how to build software-based networks. We have new entrants that are coming into the market that are from a different market, for example, the IT market, that have a very different approach to things. They can bring a lot to the telecom market that wasn't there before. We also have some startups that are based on also some new ways of doing things, new ways of looking at things. And then we have actually the communication service providers themselves that some of them are looking into, well, let's build our own software. And then finally, we have new techniques like open software, open source software. We're not really sure exactly what that's going to mean to the vendors who are used to building their own and the service providers who are used to buying that. So what's at stake here really ultimately is about $100 billion worth of spending on network equipment, about $40 billion worth of professional services, and about $26 billion of spending on telecom software and related services. So that's, you know, between $150 and $200 million worth of spending is going to be shifting into this new virtualized way of doing things. Today, that market's only about $6 billion, going to about $19 billion in 2019. So that's why the competitive framework is set to shift so dramatically. All that spending going from one place to another. And it's going to be a very interesting free-for-all in the market, and that's where we're going to be focusing our efforts in figuring out and helping our clients to figure out how, if they're an incumbent in the market, how they take advantage of this and minimize the threats, and if they're a new vendor coming into the market, how they're going to take advantage of this. And they have to also figure out how to handle what's already in there, in the market, right? They can't just come in with something new and forget what's already there. They really have to deal with what's there as well and help their customers transition. And that's where we come in. Very exciting times.
If you'd like to know more about our telecom software and networks research, visit the Analysis Mason website, where you can also access more thought leadership and insight from our experts.